Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 27th. God comforts. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Life is full of all sorts of tests. Maybe the word test makes you think of that piece of paper your teacher is going to give you sometime this week. But not all of the tests you take this week are the kind you'll be taking in school. Sometimes a test can be simply going through hard times or enduring tribulation or affliction. Perhaps a best friend moves away and you feel all alone. Or maybe you get really sick. Or maybe other people make fun of you because you're a Christian. Maybe you didn't make the sports team you really wanted to be a part of. Maybe your dog ran away from home and you can't find him anywhere. Situations like these can make you sad, and you might even wonder why God could let them happen. But God is sovereign. He's in control, and he does have reasons for everything he does. Not only is God not surprised by the affliction that hits us, but he is perfect in helping us get through them. He is perfectly loving and perfectly kind and perfectly wise. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says that God is a God of all comfort. That means that God is there to help you through the difficulties you face. He always says the right thing to you through his word. He loves you more than any human being could possibly love. If God's going to put a trial into your life, he is also the best comforter you could ask for to help you get through that trial. Verse 4 explains that one reason God comforts you is so that you can comfort others better. You may not understand why you're going through tough times right now, but maybe God wants to teach you mercy and wisdom. Maybe he wants to use you to help someone else someday. God comforts us so that we can share his comfort with others. From your time with a perfect comforter, are you learning how to comfort? God is the best possible comforter and the best one to show us how to comfort others. Is God giving me a test to take this week? What have I learned from God's comfort to me in the past that might help me be a comforter for others one day? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for March 27th.